This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Thank you for calling the offices of Retail Therapy and Stuff. Your call is very important to us. Unfortunately, Janelle and Chris are currently helping other clients. If you would please leave your name and the retail-related issue, one of our highly unqualified therapists will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you again for calling the offices of Retail Therapy and Stuff, where we understand that sometimes customers suck.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another session of Retail Therapy and Stuff. We're so glad you're here. I'm Janelle.
And I'm Chris.
And we are very excited. Just like always.
You know, this is, we've had several episodes and I still can't believe we're doing this.
I know. It's so much fun.
It is.
Because this is stuff we do anyways. We sit around and we talk about how customers suck and how sometimes your coworkers suck.
Yep.
And how sometimes your managers suck.
Yep.
Even when you are a manager.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I work with several people that would agree with that.
Right. I don't think there are many people that would not agree with that. But today we're going to talk about being on break. And not in the sense of I'm on a break, standing in the middle of an aisle, don't bother me, I'm on my phone. As in, I'm on my lunch break, leave me alone.
Right.
I'm in the bathroom, leave me alone.
This is my personal space.
Right.
My personal time.
Yes, that's one big thing I've noticed. And especially when you work in a retail environment, there's just really no reason somebody should be calling me at home asking me about something. This is not a doctor's office. This is not something dramatic. This is not, you know, the world, weight of the world hanging on my shoulders. I'm at home and I work in a retail store.
Right.
Unless there's really a specific reason that only I can answer, you should not be calling me. And really, in a retail environment, there should be nothing that only I can answer. Because what if I quit tomorrow?
Right.
What if I'm hit by a bus on my way out of the store? Are you just going to tell people from now on, well, we only had one person here?
Janelle was the only one that knew that.
She was the only one, and she's not coming back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I don't take my break in the store.
Yeah.
I try to leave.
Me too.
I only get 30 minutes now. Mm-hmm. So most days I don't even take a break. But I remember when I got an hour, I would clock out and I would go to my car.
Yes.
And I would pull to the far corner of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it would never fail. My phone would ring or someone would text me. Hey, Chris, I know you left about 5 minutes ago and I hate to bother you.
Right.
But there is something that only you can answer. Oh my God, what is it? What is it? What time are you coming back?
Wow.
Yeah, those are the kind of questions I would get when I would go to my car. So I started leaving a lot. I started pulling around the parking garage that was around from our store. And I used to go to the parking garage and park down in the bowels of the garage and take a nap. The only problem with that is sometimes when you get to sleep down there, you can't see the sun. You're not really sure how long you've been down
there. Right. And then even you can't answer that question.
Exactly.
I don't know when I'm coming back.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. I meant to take a 2.5 hour lunch break. I had worked over the other day.
Right.
So how many of those I took?
Yeah. See, now I would get calls on, you know, well, customer's here to pay for this. And I'd be like, okay. And then there'd be silence on the other end of the phone. Well, then take their money. Like,
exactly.
What do you want me to do? I'm 40 minutes from the store. Well, I don't know how to sell this. Well, ask somebody else in the store because I can't walk you through it on the phone. I'm not looking at the computer.
Exactly.
Or I get calls, customer's here for this. I can't find their folder. Is it in the drawer where we keep customer folders? Oh, I found it. Yes, you're welcome. I even put it in there in alphabetical order to make it easy for you, and you still couldn't find it.
That's funny. I don't understand people that take their breaks in the store.
No.
Like where I am now, people will clock out and then just continue to hang out where they work.
Yeah.
And then get mad when somebody says, hey, can you help me? I'm on my break. But you're standing here on the floor.
Right.
Where I can see you.
Because I do the same thing. When I clock out for lunch, I go and I sit in my car. I don't care if it is 100 degrees outside. I will sit in my car and sweat till I'm almost dead before I sit in the store for another hour.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be there.
Well, and the people that don't respect the break.
Yes.
They've created that situation.
Yeah.
Because I remember I used to take my break in the store and I would put my headphones in and watch my iPad. I would watch Dexter.
Yep. Awesome.
On my break. And it never failed. Hey, Chris, what are you doing? Chris, why is Chris not answering me? I know. Can you hear me? Chris, what? Stop touching me. I'm on my break. I have my headphones in and my hood over my head. And I have my head down watching my iPad and my arms like a little kid.
Right.
And you're still bothering me. I clearly want to be by myself. I'm at a table by myself, off in the corner, not making a sound. Please leave me alone. I don't.
You know what I've seen advertised on TV are these little, they're like half tents that like fit over a little kid's bed. Yes, and I feel like I need those and like make a little cocoon for myself. And someone will still lift it up and be like, what you know? What you reading? Is that a good book? What's it about? I don't know. I haven't gotten a chance to read it yet. Leave me alone.
Like three words into it. Would you like to read it to me?
Yes.
Clearly you want my attention for something stupid. I'm trying to take a break. Just.
And I may have said this, but I always try to build like a little fort. Like I take my lunchbox and I put it here, and then my purse is on the other side, and then like my water bottle's in the middle, and I kind of hunker down, and someone will still sit right next to me. What you doing? Like I've very clearly made my own personal bubble here. I have very clearly, like, this is my space. This is my territory line. You are not to cross it. And someone will still, what you doing? When are you coming back? Where are you working today? Well, obviously I am working because I'm sitting here.
Right.
But yeah, I won't eat in the break room anymore.
It's terrible. It's the same that people have run us off from the break room.
I know.
I had that nice little table in the corner.
You did.
My table in the corner?
It was a singular table off by itself. Just this tiny little table for a giant Chris.
Yeah, and if there were two chairs, I would purposely move any chair that might be around my table
and
away.
And even if there had been another chair, there wouldn't be room for someone else to sit there.
No, I would spread my stuff out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be bothered.
Right. And someone would still pull up a chair. What you doing, Chris?
What is it? I'm watching Dexter.
Is that good? What's it about?
No idea. My wife doesn't like it. This is the only time that I have in my entire life to watch this show.
And I have, this show is an hour and I have an hour for break.
That's it.
And you're cutting into my time.
You've taken me to that place.
There is no other choice. And it's funny because it's not just coworkers. Like coworkers perpetuate it. Let's put it out there because customers will come in and say, I need to talk to someone. And they'll say they're on their break. Instead of saying they're on lunch or, you know, they're not in the store right now. They're on break. Well, can you go get them? Okay.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Right. And then they come, they're like, you know, so-and-so's here. They're here to pay for their stuff. Okay. Sell it to them. Well, that's not, I don't really work over there. I don't know what they need. I mean, how long till you come back? 49 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll ask them if they can wait. No! No!
Just sell them their stuff. Someone else that's not on break knows how to do this.
Exactly.
Find that person.
And I have had customers come into the break room looking for associates. And at first you kind of think, well, it must be like a friend of theirs. Or, you know, they come in, hey, I'm looking for so-and-so. It's a friend or a family. And I say, well, they're not here. They're on their lunch break. Yeah, I know. Someone told me I could find them in here. I'm trying to buy my project and I need their help. What don't you understand about they're on their lunch break? Like, it just boggles my mind because most people who come in asking for help and say they don't, you know, if they don't care that we're on our break, they would care if they were at work and someone came and bothered them. But because it's a retail environment, they just think it's a 24/7. If I'm here, you need to come help me instead of you're allowed by law a lunch break just like everyone else.
Schedule an appointment.
Right.
You know, if you have something that's that, like when you talk about projects, talking about kitchen projects and bath projects, a lot of detail goes into that.
Right.
Schedule an appointment to make sure you get undivided attention.
But they don't.
They don't.
They just show up.
They just pop in on a whim.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I'm here to do the hour-long project.
Yeah.
If you'd stop eating lunch and come help me.
Right.
Because I'm on my lunch break.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I'm on my lunch break, so I don't have a lot of time. Well, I'm on my lunch break, too.
Yeah. And,
right.
So I'll see you in about 55
minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a disaster.
It's really not that hard. I've done it. Yeah. I've scheduled an appointment with someone, and they said, hey, a really good time for you to come is 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the thing, and then customers will get mad.
Yeah.
Well, they knew I was coming in today. Well, no, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Or I told you I worked from 9 to 6, and you said, okay, that's not...
It's a huge window.
That's not an appointment.
I know. It's so crazy.
But they'll get mad. Well, can you go get them? I've had customers say, well, can you go get them? Right. Well, they're on their lunch break. I know, but can you go get them? Yeah. No, I won't. Even if I know for a fact they're sitting in the break room, I am not going to go get them.
Right.
But that's another thing. I've had managers come get me.
I have to.
On lunch break, managers come in, hey, I know you're on lunch, but this person needs this. Can you clock back in, go help them, and then clock back out and take the rest of your lunch?
Sure. My food will be right here.
Right. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Depending on who's in
the break. That's a whole nother episode because I've had my lunch stolen from me. So
what is that deal about?
I don't know.
I've had people steal my lunch too. You want to kill somebody.
Right. And it's kind of one of those where my first instinct is to feel bad. Like, well, maybe I don't have enough money. Maybe right. They don't have food. But people were stealing at work when we worked together, people's lunches from the refrigerators. And we had the employee committee put in like ramen noodles and like stuff in the cupboard specifically for people who couldn't afford it.
Don't even have to ask.
No.
If you're hungry, you'll get whatever you want.
Right. I worked with a gal once who somebody came in, she had soup for lunch, mm-hmm. like a can of soup, and they took her bowl and her spoon, they made the soup, and then they washed the bowl and the spoon, they put it back in her lunchbox with the empty can. And I was like, that's just somebody who doesn't like you.
That was a revenge lunch stealing right there. We had a kid. And the reason that hope test thing started was we had a kid that ended up being homeless. Didn't have a place to live, and we caught him stealing lunches.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, man, you know what? What's going on? And he finally told everybody what was happening, and that's why we did it. That's why we started that. You know, we put packs of oatmeal, anything from your house that you want to bring, non-perishable.
Right.
So that people can take advantage of it without
feeling bad. Because
sometimes
it's just... You know, sometimes it's Tuesday and you don't get paid till Friday and you really don't have $10 to get you through the rest of the week. And I'm totally okay helping people out, but you don't got to go into my lunchbox and take something, man. Like,
I'm a big guy. I'm going to eat. So if you want to hang out and say, hey, Chris, can I get something? Be sure we're going to eat.
Yeah. You kept a whole, like, just pantry in your locker.
It was full of stuff.
Yeah.
It was full of stuff.
You just sat down, you'd get out a bunch of stuff, make a sandwich, have a bag of chips.
Yeah. I remember in the mornings I would eat oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And my bowl had been, I guess I cooked it too long, where it had a ring burned at the top. So I knew exactly how much water to put in my oatmeal every morning. And somebody stole that bowl.
Oh, no.
And it's an oatmeal. And I completely overreacted about it.
I remember you losing
the bowl. In the manager's meeting, I was I was calling for people's heads.
And that's exactly what you said is, I don't know how much water to put in here.
Yeah, because they were like, well, Chris is taking my bowl. I was like, but my bowl was already set. Like, I had a routine, and now my routine is out of sorts. Heads will roll for this. I demand justice. I demand justice. Never found that bowl. And I know everybody was laughing at me behind my back about how irrational I was about that bowl being stolen.
Well, yeah, you took my water one day.
I'm sure I did.
I even put my name on it because I was talking to you. I was like, somebody took my water bottle out of the fridge. And you're like, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. And then you were like, was it a Dasani bottle? And I was like, yeah. And you're like, oh.
Yeah. I did that. I'm really sorry about that. And if I had gotten you for Secret Santa, I'd have given you a Dasani bottle.
I know.
To pay back for the bottle that I stole. I don't even know why I took it. I don't know what happened.
I don't either.
I was I forgive you. I was lashing out.
Right.
Because my bowl had been stolen.
You were just going to get back at everyone. Yeah,
everybody.
Until
everybody.
They found the culprit.
I was just going to eat everybody's lunch until my bowl was filled. That's awful. Respect the break room.
Right.
Just respect the break room.
It's very simple.
It's a sacred place.
It is.
I mean, it's not quite church, but it's up there.
Yeah. But the whole I'm on break thing is just, it extends to I'm on my lunch break. I'm off the clock. I need to go to the bathroom. Can you cover for me for 5 minutes? Because right. I have said to other associates, have to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Have to go.
Right.
I have to go.
Right.
Can you listen for just a few minutes? Yeah, sure. And then 45 seconds later, my phone rings. Hey, you got a customer over here. Okay, well, I haven't even made it to the bathroom yet, so you got to wait.
Right.
Mm-mm. I've had people come into the bathroom looking for me.
Yeah.
Like other women, like they kind of poked their head and, Janelle, are you in here? Yeah. Somebody's at your desk. Okay.
Right.
Well, I can't do anything about it this second, but give me just a minute. I'll be out there.
I'm in here on the phone.
Right.
This is when I call my friends. Stop bothering me.
I'm trying to have a private conversation yeah. here on speakerphone in the women's restroom.
And I'm not going to wash my hands about
the right.
Just
out of
spite. What about the people that abuse it the other way? They take like too many breaks. The managers of the break room, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. The monitors.
Did you already take like 3 15-minute breaks already?
Yeah.
Yeah, but my department's slow, so I figured I'd come in here and sit down.
But then they're the ones that say to other people, I've seen you in here a lot today. Well, that's because you've been in here
a lot.
So you saw me when I clocked in. You saw me when I left for lunch. You saw me when I came back. You saw me when I took a 15. And now I'm leaving. So that's why you've seen me 4 or 5 times
you've
today.
You've been in here every single time.
Oh, that is so obnoxious.
Yeah, we have them now. Like I said, we get 30-minute breaks, not 1-hour breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And people that smoke,
oh.
Holy cow, mm-hmm. Zach, holy cow. They are out that door every single chance they get. Hey, man, can you watch the desk for like 2 minutes? I got to go to my corner. For what? I got to smoke. But I don't smoke, so I don't understand.
Yeah.
But anytime a customer is rude to somebody, I got to smoke. I'm out. I don't care. This place can burn to the ground.
It's just funny because they wouldn't say to you, I got to go take a shot of tequila.
Yeah.
I got to take a shot of tequila.
So I thought about smoking to be able to take advantage of some of those
you
breaks.
You take some of those candy cigarettes
oh,
with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I got to smoke.
I got to take it out
really dramatically
yeah.
and then just take like a bite out of it.
Stand there shaking.
Right.
Smack it in the face. Like you can't wait to get outside.
Which is funny because I know people who are smokers who can go all day without taking a break.
Oh, yeah.
And then some people are going to die if they don't.
Right.
And at the store we worked for, you couldn't be on the clock and go out in the parking lot and smoke. So there would be people in the parking lot who would be like on a smoke break and they'd be like ducked down, kneeling behind cars. Puffing on a cigarette, like looking through the windows to see if anybody was coming out looking for him. Like, that's so extreme.
I can't. Freezing outside, mm-hmm. or raining outside, and they're huddled up.
Right.
Like a big group of them are huddled up across the street because you couldn't smoke in our parking lot. And they're all just shivering. That can't be pleasurable, right?
No.
That can't be pleasurable.
Mm-mm. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, the breaks are to be respected. And I feel like there is that whole customers don't respect it thing because they do. Well, this is my time. I'm here.
Right.
Why isn't somebody helping me? And then you get some customers that come in and you can say, I'm sorry, you know, they're on their lunch break. Oh, no problem. I'll walk around. Well, they're going to be gone for an hour. I got other shopping to do. I'll wander back by. No problem. But then you get those people who are, well, can you go get them? No, they're on their lunch break. Well, can you call them and ask them to come back? No, I'm not going to call somebody. They've left. I'm not going to call somebody and ask them to come back to sell you a mini blind.
The same way you're trying to get stuff done on your lunch break.
Right.
They're probably trying to get stuff done in Maryland.
Yeah. I hope they're down at the bank right now saying, where is so-and-so? Can you call him back? Right, because exactly. I'm on my lunch break. This is my important time.
Exactly. Mm-mm. Can you get your manager, please?
Right.
That's what's next. I can't get the store. This person handy to go to lunch. While I was on my lunch break.
What
is happening?
And then you get some people that... You know, they'll come in. I will say to customers, because I tend to work a lot in my situation. I work by appointment a lot. And I will say, I'm working 9 to 6. I'm going to go to lunch at 1. Okay, awesome. Thanks. 12:55. Hey, I'm glad I caught you before you went to lunch. And I'm thinking, me too, because this is a 2-hour appointment.
Right.
So now I'm not going to lunch till like, you know, 3 or 4, you know. But they just don't, they have no concept of, that's my time. I remember once one of the gals I worked with had to go pick up her son from school. He was sick or something. And she's going to do it on her lunch break. Go pick him up, take him to her mom's, and then she was going to come back. We were cutting blinds for a customer, or she was cutting them, and she called me, and I came over, and she says, can you finish this up? I really got to go pick my kid up. I said, yeah, no problem. And the customer stood there and said, oh, you're passing me off to someone else? And she said, oh, I'm sorry. She'll take care of you. I got to go pick up my kid. Well, you know, that happens sometimes. Sometimes you got to stay and finish your job before you go take care of your personal stuff.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, you're a jerk. So this was my favorite thing to do. You can't really do it. At one of the box stores, some of the machines that we use to cut blinds, the fuse is accessible.
Uh-huh.
To someone who does not service or maintenance the machines.
Right.
So I would pull the fuse out and I would say, I'm sorry, the machine doesn't work. I don't know what's wrong. And I'd hit all the buttons and I'd unplug it and I'd plug it back in. I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with it. And I'd be like, I'd have to put in a service call. They don't, you know, it'll be 24 hours before somebody fixes it. So that's what I did. When this guy kind of walked away, I pulled the fuse out of the machine. And managers didn't know this. So they would come over. I'd call and be like, yeah, the blind machine doesn't work. And they'd come and they'd push all the buttons and they'd plug it in and unplug it, pull the plug and plug it back in. Wow. Yeah. You got to call maintenance. I'm sorry, sir. That's what I did to that guy. And I was like, we were like 3 blinds from the end. I said, I'm so sorry.
He deserved that.
Right. It's just so weird. Like this concept of what makes your time more valuable than somebody else's?
But anyway, so I think that's about it.
Right.
As far as respecting the break.
Yes, break. Please do.
Please.
And that goes in time with the bathroom.
Yeah.
If someone says, I need to go to the bathroom, don't come in looking for them. If you're a customer and you see an associate in the bathroom, that always makes me mad. I come out of a stall and I go to wash my hands and I see a woman standing there staring at me and I'm like,
you know what's coming.
And as soon as I turn around, I haven't even dried my hands yet. Do you know what aisle such a... No, go away.
Please,
let me just...
I am required to talk to you.
Right.
I don't have to talk to you.
No, I don't.
This is my safe space. And if you invade my safe space, I can punish you.
Right.
If I were delivering your refrigerator and you were in the bathroom, and I walked in the bathroom, hey, listen, we're all done here. Would you like to come check out the work we did?
Yeah. Your Can you sign this, please?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I have a wife. I'm working this. Just sign.
No.
Just let me get out of the bathroom. In fact, don't even talk to me. We have nothing to talk about.
Right.
I'm potty trained.
Right.
I don't need to hear anything from you.
I don't need adult supervision.
I got this. I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah. There was, I don't know if I've told you this story. Maybe I told it. That's the thing. I don't remember what I've said and what I haven't. But we did have a gal who was in the restroom who was overheating. She'd been outside.
Right.
And she was like on her knees in front of a toilet and she was sweating and we were trying to get her. There was like 3 people in there trying to bring her water and fan her and like cool her down. And this customer walks out of a stall and she says, oh no, is she sick? And somebody said, no, ma'am, she's overheating. And she says, Well, if she's sick, you need to send her home. You have to think about the health of your customers.
Yeah.
And we all just like looked at her and I went, all right, thank you very much for that. And she went, okay. And she washed her hands and she left. And I'm thinking, this gal's like almost passing out here on the floor. Like there's like, we're hovering around her. We're talking about, do we need to call an ambulance because she's so overheated?
Right.
Well, she's sick. Send her home.
Thank you.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Get out. I hope she is sick. I hope we're all contagious now. And I hope we all handle everything that's going in your cart. And you pay with cash, and we hand cash back to you, and we've contaminated the dollar bills.
You're the first person. Because when Amazon, yeah, I'll come in. I'm going to find a zombie to turn me into a zombie. So I can
right.
Oh, man. Well, let's wrap this one up.
All right.
Great talk, as always. So, listen, we want to hear your stories. Tweet us, Facebook us. Email us, check out our website, like and follow us, and we will see you next time.
All right, bye.
The offices of Retail Therapy and Stuff would like to thank you for your support. Please rest assured that our unqualified, unlicensed, and untrained therapists are here for your continued mental health. For additional mental health support materials, please visit our Facebook page and our Twitter account. As always, we thank you for calling. Have a great day.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.